Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody that we talk to every other week about FAU, Jake Elman, covers Florida Atlantic University as well as anybody. He's always has some insight, has some really good tidbits. And not only that, he's fun to talk to. And the Owls are on a winning streak of sorts under Lane Kiffin. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Hey, Jake, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. I appreciate it.
Anytime, as always, and certainly you know as well as I do, winning any games are important. Two wins after Ohio State, which is never an easy game, and then UCF. Talk about that. I mean, you go into Charlotte this week with a lot to feel good about. Two big wins, no matter who they're against, their W's in the win column. Talk about the mood around Boca Raton these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixed mood because obviously the guys do want to be playing better. They have some issues that they want to resolve, the offensive line, the running backs. But, you know, you think back to last year, same position, 2-2, but last year they really didn't have that many players playing exceptionally well. Maybe just Rashad Smith and Mulder Singletary. This year, you know, Rashad Smith again, a bunch of guys on the defense. Now you have some of the receivers finally hitting their stride. John Rain, Chris Robinson, the quarterback. So there's a lot to be feeling positive about. And you start off conference play on the road, tough game at Charlotte, but next week is your bye week. So I think going into the bye with a win, a three-game winning streak, could potentially set FAU up for a nice little conference USA run.
Lane Kiffin, as you kind of alluded to, had a little moment of looseness. Not so Lane-like, you know, got a little bit happy there with some of the kids. And, you know, he's a guy who's all business. We know that. He's the type of person you never really know what's going to come next from him. But he got a little bit into the swing of things coming up with two wins. He's got to feel a little elation. He's in, as you said, last year coming out of 2-2, maybe not as optimistic. This year he's got to feel a lot more optimistic. I mean, like you said, yeah, there are things to work on. But as you mentioned, John Rain, who's an upperclassman from Westminster Christian, did extremely well. Robeson did a great job. You're getting good line play. Your defense is coming alive at the right time. So having Lane Kiffin and you cover him every day, you know, in a better mood, I bet you that's a lot easier to cover the team.
Definitely. And, you know, this is probably among the 130-something FBS teams. I think FAU was the only team to start their year off with two top 25 teams. So, you know, very tough start, but they went into Ball State. One played very well, especially on defense, and last week was not perfect against Wagner. Kiffin was the first person to say it, but that's why he's here. Those are the games, Ball State and against your yearly FCS team, that you need to win. And at the end of the day, you'll take those two wins, you'll take all the positives you got, especially at the receiver position, which Kiffin had been saying for over a year, you know, that's a position of concern for us, we're not getting enough production. You'll take it, and you have to hope that continues into conference play.
Yeah, no doubt. Jake Elman joining us, Palm Beach Post. Some guys that, you know, there's a lot of young players who've seen a lot of action. I've watched that. Talk about a couple of guys who've surprised you. I mean, that maybe you didn't figure to be getting this much playing time at such an early stage of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of Achilles Leroy at middle linebacker, but I was not expecting him to have the start he's had. He already leads Conference USA with 7.5 tackles for loss. I think he has 2.5 or 3.5 sacks. You know, very explosive player. He's not the biggest guy. He's a sub-6-foot middle linebacker, but very energetic, great awareness, great eye for the ball. He's a guy that, you know, he might be able to carve out a role for himself at the next level. Like I said, not the biggest guy, but it's those intangibles. It's the things that you can't coach. Vision, intelligence, that matters.
And also, you know, getting a chance to watch a lot of the highlights and following a lot of the kids, especially from South Florida, getting people out to see the games, and that's so important. And that's why you build an on-campus stadium, to get the, you know, to get the students to kind of walk across or ride their bikes or whatever have you. But, I mean, that seems like it's kind of caught on. Tailgates, a lot of good things. Talk about that too, because I think a lot, having that student body get involved in their on-campus facility, I mean, they've struck gold in that way too.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with the student turnout at obviously the UCF game, but last week too, you know, and obviously I went to FAU, so there is a little bit of that bias having been a student, but right. You know, I've told this story, I think, on your show. I remember being at Buffalo FAU in 2015, a week after FAU hosted Miami, and I'm the only person sitting in the student section. So you fast forward a few years later, and, you know, you have a really good turnout. It was, you know, over 14,000 people for Wagner, which not ideal. But, right. You know, you look at the student section attendance, you look at how energetic they are, that they're coming out, that they're getting into the games and starting to get invested into a program that what Lane Kiffin, I think, has set themselves up really nicely for the future. If you're somebody in FAU's athletic department, after years of trying to get the students to come, I think you have to be feeling really positive.
Yeah, no doubt. Jake Elman, Palm Beach Post, as always, thanks so much for filling us in what's going on in Boca Raton. Get that W, get the 3-2, get that off week, and you come back and be stronger, get a couple of kids healthy. You know, that week off, I've learned it works wonders, Jake. It really does. The kids get their heads a little bit straighter. The coaches kind of relax a little bit. But certainly going in there 3-2 would be a tremendous way to finish things off through the first five games.
Definitely. And yeah, especially after that 0-2 start, and then, you know, right after the bye, Middle Tennessee at home, and then Marshall at home on the Friday night. This is a tough gauntlet of three games. You know, you get two at home, which is good, but if you can come out of this stretch, you know me and math, so yeah. that'd be seven games, so 4-3, or maybe even 5-2.
Yep,
that'd be great for FAU.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jake. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, talk soon, Blue. Thank you.
Good stuff. Jake Elman, Palm Beach Post.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.